你是老师啊，你是主啊。
You are my teacher and you are my Lord.
我是学生啊。
And I'm a student.
哦，没有学这个仆人替主人洗脚的。
There is no master that washes their servants' feet.
哦，也没有学生老师替学生洗脚的。
And no teacher washes their students' feet.
我们想想看哈，亚伯拉罕有没有替那个三个客人洗脚
？Did Abraham wash the feet of his three?
有的点头，有还没有？亚伯拉罕有没有替三个客人洗脚
？Did Abraham wash the feet of his three guests?
免疫测验了一下哈，有的举手。
If yes, raise your hand.
好，没有的举手。
No, raise your hand.
好，回到圣经来看有没有？来找找看。
Now look at the Bible.
亚伯拉罕有没有替他的三个客人洗脚？
Did Abraham wash the feet of his three servants?
有没有？创世纪十八章有没有
？Genesis chapter 18, did he?
第四节，请你读。
Genesis chapter 18, verse 4. Please let a little water be brought, and wash your feet, and rest yourselves under the tree.
哦，有没有
？Did he?
没有吧？哦，中文说，容我去拿水，拿点水来，你们洗洗脚，你们洗洗脚，我拿水，你们洗啊。
So, in Chinese, it says that he did not wash their feet. It says, wash your own feet.
哦，所以这个主人替仆人洗脚没有了，旧约里面没有了。
So the master does not wash the servant's feet. It's not in the Old Testament.
好。所以彼得他本来不接受。
So Peter originally did not want to accept it.
主耶稣说：“我若不洗你，你就与我无份。”
And Jesus said, "If I do not wash your feet, you have no part with me."
就这样，他说：“好，那不但我的脚啊、头手全部都洗吧。”
And then Peter said, "Not only my feet, but wash my head too."
所以与主有份这句话是关键。
So having part with Jesus is the important part.
那有时候这个神的话真的很难解释啊。
Sometimes God's word is very hard to interpret.
那如果不是能够解释的完全，就用信心接受。
And if you can't interpret it, just accept it with faith.
洗脚礼就是要与主有份。
Foot washing makes you have a part with the Lord.
这个三个典礼是一个这个什么一套的一个 package。
So these three points come as a package.
就是三个都要做，我们的救恩就有把握。
So that means you have to do all three in order to obtain salvation.
而不要用一个来质问其他两个。
And you cannot use one in place of the others.
洗礼已经做神的儿子了，难道没得是得圣灵不能够得救吗
？Just if I already got baptized, then I don't need anything else.
洗脚礼已经跟主有份了，难道我还有圣灵吗
？So if I get my feet washed, I don't need Holy Spirit.
所以强调一个，用那一个来否定其他两个，我们不是这样解的。
So you can't use one to cover the others.
是主耶稣讲的，我们都去做。
So whatever Jesus says, we need to do it all.
那这个整个 package 我们都做，我们救恩就有把握。
So if we complete the entire package, then we will obtain salvation.
所以洗脚礼最重要的关键与主有份。
So the most important part of foot washing is to have part with Jesus.
那每一个三个典礼里面道理都可以分作两类。
So within these three points, you can categorize them into two parts.
一个叫做典礼性。
So the first part is
典礼性，就是说跟得救有关，叫做典礼性。
It means having to do with salvation.
那另外一个叫做教训性。
The second one is having to do with doctrine.
那这个典礼性的道理就是跟当时接受洗礼的人有关的。
So the first part has to do with people getting their feet washed.
那教训性就是跟所有的会众有关。
And doctrine has to do with everyone.
教训性就是跟灵修有关的。
It has to do with your spiritual cultivation.
那洗脚里的教训性是什么
？So what is foot washing have to do with our spiritual cultivation?
第一个就是爱，十三章约翰福音十三章第一节。
So first, it has to do with love. John chapter 13, verse 1.
请你读。约翰十三章第一节。
John chapter 13, verse 1. Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come, that he should depart from this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end.
好，第二个问题不是考试大家动动头脑比较清楚。爱他们爱到底，这个到底怎么解释？什么叫爱到底？
So how do you explain he loved them to the end?
爱到底。
He loved them to the end.
爱到底哈，我一般两个解释哈。
There are two explanations.
从时间来讲。
One is from the perspective of time.
啊，爱到最后一口气了，这个叫做到底嘛，再来就断气了。
One explanation is that he loved them till his last breath.
啊，那从程度来讲。
And to degree.
啊，爱到留下最后一滴血。
And he loved them to the degree where he shed his last drop of blood.
爱到底就是毫无保留了。那洗脚礼就是主耶稣爱到底的表现。
So foot washing is a manifestation of Jesus loving him, them to the end.
那为什么呢
？Why?
因为主耶稣要让门徒有跟他有份。
Because he wanted his disciples to have a part with him.
所以他要洗他们脚。
So therefore he washed their feet.
好，那我们现在想哈，要主耶稣来洗门徒的脚，跟他有份，需要什么？
So、
需要做什么动作
？In order for Jesus to wash his disciples' feet and for them to have part with him. What did he have to do?
好，我们现在看腓立比书。
Let's look at Philippians.
好，腓立比书的第二章。
Philippians chapter 2.
第五节。
Verse 5.
还有第六节。
Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 and 6. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, 6, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God.
第七节。
7, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a servant and coming in the likeness of man.
好，第一个，他本来是神。
So first, he was God.
好，他成为人。
And he became a person.
这个已经是往下降一等了。
He already descended a level.
神成为人是降一等了。
So God becoming a person is...
那人变成被称作神人，哦，这个就是表示这个人灵修很高了。
So if a person becomes God, then that means that they're spiritual.
不是 God 哦，神人。
A holy person.
Man of God.
A man of God, then it means that they upgraded.
摩西叫做神人嘛。
Like Moses was a man of God.
哦，这个就表示这个灵性很高。
Means that his spiritual level was very high.
那神成为人哈，从天上降下人间，这是很大的牺牲。
So for God to become human, for him to descend is a very big sacrifice.
那从人降为仆人，这个也很大的牺牲。
So for a person to become a servant, that is also a descent.
所以爱到底就是从神降为人，从人降为仆人，来洗人的脚，让人跟他有份。所以这个叫做爱到底。
So loving to the end means God became a person and the person became a servant.
哦，这不简单啊！我们现在真的是都是大家都要往上爬了，很少人愿意往下降。
This is very difficult. Everyone wants to go up and no one wants to come down.
啊，那如果愿意往下降，只有一个原因，因为爱。
And if someone wants to go down, there's only one reason, because of love.
哦，所以他的教训性就告诉我们主耶稣的爱。
So this tells us about Jesus' love.
啊，那第二个就是教导我们圣洁的生活。
So the second is to tell us how to live a holy life.
说你们都是圣洁，但不都是圣洁。
You are all holy, not all of you are holy.
哦，就是指的犹大。
And it was pointing to Judas.
哦，所以主耶稣洗他们的脚是希望啊，提醒他们从今以后。你们的脚是被主洗过的，要走圣洁的道路。
So when Jesus washed their feet, it was a reminder to them that they had to walk in a holy way.
因此这个洗脚礼跟生活是有关的。
So foot washing has to do with your way of life.
那第三个就是服事。
And the third is servitude.
所以我们看约翰福音十三章。
Let's look at John chapter 13.
12-14节。
Verse 12-14. 12. So when he had washed their feet, taken his garments, and sat down again, he said to them, Do you know what I have done to you? 13. You call me teacher and Lord, and you say, Well, for so I am. 14. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash one another's feet.
这里说我们要彼此洗脚。
So here it says we have to wash one another's feet.
那怎么能够彼此洗脚？
So how do we wash one another's feet?
就是要往下降。
It means that we have to downgrade.
所以我们来到教会要加入这个基督的身体，不管在社会我们是什么人。
So we must become a part of the Lord's body, no matter what status you had before.
洗脚礼的精神就是要我们往下降。
So the spirit of foot washing is for us to downgrade a little bit.
那这样就既然往下降哦，变成仆人，大家都一样了。
So everyone downgrades to a servant, then everyone is equal.
在社会里面，大家都不一样。
In the world, everyone is different.
但是在教会里面，大家都一样。
But in the church, everyone is the same.
就是往下降，这样跟仆人一样啊。
because everyone downgrades into a servant.
那大家往下降跟仆人一样就不分了，就可以联合了。
And once everyone is a servant, there are no divisions, and we could be unified.
如果我们不愿意往下降。
If we are not willing to downgrade,
我们把社会上的高低带进教会来。
If we bring the outside status into church,
这个教会就很难成为一个家庭。
Then the church is very hard to become a family.
这个教会就很难彼此服侍。
Then the church cannot serve one another.
因为社会的高低带进教会来。
Because they brought in the outside status.
所以来到教会这个是恩典，但是也很困难的一点，就是要往下降。
So coming to church is a blessing, but you must downgrade yourself.
跟主耶稣一样。
To become like Jesus.
不是说主耶稣来高高在上，叫我们大家往下降，他先降给我们看。
So Jesus did not stay above and tell us to downgrade, but rather he downgraded first and asked us to follow him.
他先洗人的脚。
He first washed people's feet.
天上的神可以变成仆人洗人的脚。
So our God in heaven became a servant to wash our feet.
那我是谁？
Then who am I?
我只是一个尘土尘沙。
I'm just a.
所以我们怎么能够不去服侍人呢？
So then how can we not serve each other?
因为主耶稣已经做榜样了。
Because Jesus has already served as an example.
那我们没有话可以讲。
We have nothing to say.
没有理由说我没有办法做。
There's no excuse to say we can't do it.
主耶稣都能做，我能够不做吗？
Jesus did it. Can I not do it?
所以教会如果大家往下降。
So if everyone downgrades.
在神的救恩之下，大家都一样。
And God, under God's salvation, everyone is the same.
你就发现，教会很容易合一啊。
Then you will find that the church is very easy to be unified.
所以有时候我们常常发现教会里面大家都很普通，这个教会很和睦。
So when the church is very normal, everyone can be unified.
很普通叫做 normal， 这个是很普通了，大家很普通，就是说
honest，
没有很在
ordinary people，
没有在社会上很突出的人了。
There is no one that is particularly outstanding.
那你会发现这个教会大家很亲。
You notice that everyone in the church is very
很亲好像一个家人。
They're very close.
Yeah. 那但是教会里面如果有太多社会上很突出的人，
But if there are too many divisions within a church,
他如果大家像一家人要经历过一个功夫了。
So if everyone is one family and they work towards,
要有一个程序
they need to have a.
就是大家学习往下降。
So everyone needs to learn how to downgrade.
如果这个工作没有做好，
if this work is not done right,
你发现这个教会没有办法成为一个家庭。
You'll see that the church is unable to become a family.
因为老板还是老板，到教会大摇大摆，我就是老板。
Because when the manager comes to church, he's still a manager.
那你在教会里面想要被人尊重当老板，你第一个谁要把你当老板？
So if you come to church and be a manager, who wants to treat you like a manager?
没有人愿意把你当老板。
No one wants you to be a manager.
第二个。
Second.
没有，我们也没有办法去服侍别人。
There's no way for you to serve others.
所以这个要进到教会里面要真的觉得我跟大家一样。
So when you come to the church, you should feel that you are equal with everyone.
我没有比你强。
I'm not better than you.
我是一个蒙恩的罪人。
I am just a sinner.
我没有什么可以夸口。
I don't have nothing to boast about.
第一个就是要主耶稣为榜样。
So first we have to treat Jesus.
第二个就是要倒空。
So third is to empty yourself.
好，所以在腓立比书里面说虚己。
So in Philippians it says.
腓立比书我们刚刚读的虚己英文怎么翻？在第七节第一句话，虚己怎么翻
？What chapter? What chapter?
第二章第七节第一句话。
No, of no reputation.
No, hey.
Taking the form of a servant, becoming in the likeness of man.
虚己，英文中文虚己，英文怎么翻
？Make himself no reputation.
OK， 中文翻的是很有意思但是英文好像，虚己就是倒掉了。
So、in China,
他是神但是当他成为人来地上的时候，你不会感觉到他是神，其实他是神。
So when Jesus descended from heaven, he made himself of no reputation, even though he is God.
因为他从心里面已经把自己天上的荣耀倒掉了。
Because he already emptied himself of the glory.
那这个像什么呢
？So what is this likened to?
一个人很受很高的教育。
So someone has a good education.
但是他会让人感觉到他不会觉得，让人感觉到他不会让人感觉到他是自己觉得很有教育的。
But he won't let other people feel like he has a lot of education.
那这个就是倒掉。
This means to empty yourself.
事实上他是有, 但是他让人感觉就是没有。
So even though he has it, he makes other people feel as he doesn't.
他在社会上地位很高。
Even though outside his status is very high.
但在教会里面让人不会感觉到他自己觉得他很高。
But in church, he doesn't let other people feel that his status is very high.
那这个就是倒掉, 其实他在社会是很高。
And that means to empty yourself.
他是很有钱。
Someone has a lot of money.
但是他不会让人感觉到他自己觉得很有钱。
But he won't let other people feel that he has a lot of money.
这个就是要倒掉。
This is to empty yourself.
不简单啊。
It's not easy.
所以西教里其实哦, 教导我们功课是相当的深。
So the homework that foot washing gives us is very difficult.
那这样虚极我们才能够服侍。
So only if we empty ourselves are we able to serve.
那通过服侍我才会成为一个身体。
Only if we serve each other can we be one body.
教会才会一直在成长。
So that the church can continue to grow.
所以西教里跟每个人都有关系。
So foot washing has to do with every single one of us.
虽然有时候我们听啊, 这个早就从我从小听到现在了。
Even though we say we've heard this from when we were a child.
如果我们在教会里面有跟一个人合不来。
If we are even at odds with one person in the church.
西教里对我们来说都是新的。
Foot washing is new to us.
因为犹大要卖耶稣。
Because Judas was going to sell Jesus.
如果在这个社会上你是主耶稣, 你会怎么做?
If you were Jesus, what would you do?
我想第一个就先把他除�ial了。
The first thing you do was get rid of him.
这个是社会上的，对不对?
That is according to worldly
wisdom. 但是当主耶稣爱到底的时候,
But when Jesus loved them to the end,
主耶稣是想要把他挽回, 而不是想要把他除�ial。Jesus
wanted to redeem him, not get rid of him.
这个就是教会的精神。This
is the spirit of the church.
我们要把一个人挽回。We
want to redeem a person.
他本身的目的不是要把他除掉。
So his original purpose was not to get rid of him.
所以, 当一个人得罪我们,
So when a person sins against us,
我们是要把他挽回。
We have to redeem them.
不是要把他砍掉。
We do not get rid of them.
这个就只有神的爱在我们里面。
So this means that God's love is within us.
有这样的赦免的精神, 人跟人才会和好。
If we have the spirit of forgiveness, then we can get along well.
所以如果洗脚里的精神真的实现在教会,
So if the spirit of foot washing really is within the church,
第一个,我们不会觉得比自己,比别人高。
First, we will not feel that we are better than anyone else.
第二个,我们没有一个敌人。
Second, we will have no enemies.
不简单哦。
That's not easy.
我在教会没有一个敌人。
In the church, I have no enemies.
没有一个人我不喜欢。
There's not one person I dislike.
我在教会没有一个人我不能服侍他。
There is not one person in the church which I cannot serve.
这个就是洗脚里的精神。
This is the essence of foot washing.
所以这个精神如果学会了, 你发现教会是一个大家庭, 非常融洽的。
If we can learn this, then the church will become one big family.
所以洗脚里有第一个教训性就是与主有份。
So the first teaching of foot washing is to have part with the Lord.
第二个是, 我们的, 灵修性, 就是要教导我们服侍。
So the second is to teach us servitude.
好, 那我们再来看, 圣餐礼。
Let's look at Holy Communion.
为什么要领受圣餐?
So why must we receive Holy Communion?
我们看路加福音。
Let's look at Luke.
22章。
Luke chapter 22.
路加福音22章
Luke chapter 22
19节到21节
19 verse 21 19, and he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. 20, likewise he also took the cup after supper, saying, This cup is a new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. 21, but behold, the hand of my betrayer is with me on the table.
这是主耶稣讲的。
So this is what Jesus said.
这是我的身体。
This is my body.
好, 这一句话就有三种解释啊。
So this has three interpretations.
天主教主张变质说, 就是经过注解之后, 这个就是变成主耶稣的身体。
So one is the
天主教,
Catholic Church. Catholic, yeah, yeah. And they say that after you give thanks, it actually becomes Jesus' body.
这是天主教讲法。
This is the Catholic Church interpretation.
那一般的基督教界, 这个象征主耶稣的身体。
And then in other Christian churches, they say that it is representative of Jesus' body.
象征。
Similar.
哎呀呀, 象征。
It is similar to Jesus' body. It symbolizes Jesus' body.
那我们教会怎么解释?
Then how do we interpret it?
我们教会解释跟这个洗礼有一点一样。
We interpret it similar to baptism.
洗礼的时候有主耶稣的宝血，这个要怎么解释？
So baptism, when there's Jesus' blood, how do we explain that?
你没有办法解释的啦。
You can't explain it.
因为圣经这样讲，你就这样信了。
The Bible says it, and you believe it.
主如果愿意打开你的眼睛，你就可以看到主耶稣的宝血。
And if God is willing, He can open your eyes and you can see it.
那2000年前的宝血你怎么拿出来？就是在灵里面显现。
How can you get blood from 2,000 years ago? It appears in spirit.
那这是我的身体，这是什么意思？
So if he says, this is my body, what does it mean?
物质上没有改变，还是面粉的饼。
Physically, it does not change. It is unleavened bread.
那它也不是象征主耶稣的身体。
And it does not symbolize his body.
它是在灵里面，是主耶稣的身体。
Spiritually, it is God, Jesus' body.
这个怎么解释？这很难解释。
How do we explain this? It's very hard.
反正这灵里面就是主耶稣的身体。
It's just that it is spiritually God.
所以领受圣餐虽然是领受一块的面粉的饼，就是领受在灵里面领受主耶稣的身体。
So when you receive Holy Communion bread, you are receiving spiritually God's Jesus' body.
为什么这么重要？
Why is this important?
我们看约翰福音第六章。
Let's look at John chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章。
John chapter 6.
53节。
Verse 53.Then Jesus said to them, Most assuredly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you.
再问大家哈，不是考试，头脑动一动。约翰福音里面有几次谈到真？
How many times does John say the word true?
算一算，约翰福音里面有几次谈到真？
How many times does John mention the word true?
这个很重要。
This is important.
来算一算，主耶稣说我是真葡萄树，这个是真的。
I am the true vine.
我是道路真理，这第二个真的。好，第三个。
And third.
第三个真什么？我是有真牧人了。
True shepherd.
那是好牧人，不，好牧人跟真牧人有一点点差别哈。
It's the good shepherd, not the true shepherd.
好，你再看第六章。
Let's look at chapter 6.
第六章的32节。
Verse 32. Then Jesus said to them, Most assuredly, I say to you, Moses did not give you the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven.
真粮。
True bread.
真粮要多少钱来买？
How much is true bread?
为什么说真粮？
Why true bread?
真粮就表示这个粮跟地上不太一样。
True bread means it's different from physical bread.
那个桌上摆的应该是真的吧？还会吃假的粮吗？
Is it possible to eat fake bread?
但是那个是物质的。
But that is physical.
玛纳也是物质的。
Manna was physical.
所以吃的还会死。
So even though you eat it, you will die.
那真粮就是吃了不会死。
So true bread is when you eat it and you do not die.
真粮从哪里来？
So where do you get this true bread from?
耶稣说，我就是真粮。
Jesus said, I am the true bread.
吃了就不会死。
If you eat it, you will not die.
所以我们在领受圣餐的时候。
So therefore, when we are receiving Holy Communion.
主耶稣说，喝我的肉，吃我的血的，末日要复活。
So if you eat my body and you drink my blood, then you will resurrect with me on the last day.
不吃人子肉，不喝人子的血，就没有生命。
If you do not eat my flesh and do not drink my blood, then you have no part with me.
54节，吃我的肉，喝我的血，就有生命。
And if you eat and drink this, you will have life.
所以领受主耶稣的肉，主耶稣的血，接到第四点，就是领受主耶稣的生命。
So this leads to the fourth point, which is receiving Jesus' life.
所以为什么这么重要？
Why is this important?
领受主耶稣的生命。
Receiving Lord Jesus' life.
那接下去就到第五点。
Next, we go to the fifth point.
那因为领受主耶稣的生命，主耶稣生命不会死，所以我们就有复活的盼望。
So because we receive Jesus' life and Jesus does not die, we receive hope for resurrection.
所以在末日我要叫他复活。
So on the last day, we will be able to resurrect.
所以我们接受洗礼，又得圣灵，领受圣餐以后，死叫做什么？
So when if you baptize, receive the Holy Spirit and partake of the Holy Communion, when you die, what happens?
死这个状态在圣经叫做什么？睡了，对了，死叫做睡了。
So death in this case is called sleeping.
诸位，大家当父母都很爱你的孩子，你的孩子睡了会不会哭？
When your children sleep, do they cry?
不会哭啊，他睡了，他等一下还会起来的。
They don't. They'll wake up later.
所以对基督徒来讲，死了当然肉体上的隔离大家依依不舍会难过的，但是这不是诀别。
So even though physically your spirit leaves your body and it's sad, it's not the end.
还有一天会再相遇。
There's another day when you will resurrect.
因为他是睡的。
Because you are just asleep.
那他什么时候醒过来？
Then when you awake.
什么时候醒过来？
When will you awake?
我再问一个问题哈，
让
大家想一想，头脑不就比较清楚哦。圣经里面论信心最伟大的一章是什么
？The most
信心
faith
希伯来书十一章哈。
Hebrews chapter 11。
圣经里面论爱论的最彻底的是什么？哥林多前书十三章。信心里面圣经里面论盼望论的最深入的是哪一章
？What is the deepest hope？
盼望。
Hope。
盼望讲的最深入的是哪一章
？What books talks about hope the deepest？
这样大家就精神会比较好了好，哥林多前书哪一章
？First Corinthians, what chapter？
哥林多前书哪一章
？What chapter in First Corinthians？
十五章。
First chapter 15。
基督如果没有复活
，If Jesus did not resurrect，
他先假设了
，Then he would，
我们的信仰就破产了。
Then our faith would be shipwrecked。
因为基督如果没有复活，我们也不会复活。
Because if Jesus did not resurrect, neither will we。
如果基督没有复活。
Jesus did not resurrect,
我们都会死在罪里面，
那就
不要信耶稣了。
And then there's no point in believing.
所以盼望讲最清楚是哥林多前书十五章。
So therefore, the most deep, First Corinthians chapter 15 talks about hope.
那我们睡了要什么时候醒过来？主耶稣再来。
So when we sleep, when do we awake? It's the second coming of the Lord.
就要再复活。
That is when we will resurrect.
所以我们在领受圣餐就是。要让我们有复活的盼望。
So when we receive the Holy Communion, it's to allow us to have hope for resurrection.
这是跟得救有关的。
This is related to salvation.
那领受圣餐跟灵修有关的最少有两点。
So Holy Communion being related to spiritual cultivation, there are two points.
第一个是纪念主耶稣的死。
So first is to remember Lord Jesus' death.
所以路加福音二十二章十九节。
So Luke chapter 22 verse 19.
二十二章十九节。
Luke chapter 22 verse 19.
你们如此行，为的是纪念我。
This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me.
纪念什么？
Remembrance of what?
纪念主耶稣的死，因为他死了，我们才能够有他的身体可以领受。
It is to remember his death so that we can receive his life and resurrect.
所以整本圣经里面找不到一个地方主耶稣说你要纪念我的生。
In the Bible, there is nowhere in the Bible that says you must remember my birth.
其实神没有生日。
Technically, Jesus does not have a birthday.
他降世为人，这是带来救恩。
When he came down, he brought salvation.
救恩的完成是在他的死。
And salvation was completed when he died.
所以要纪念主的死，但纪念主的生，圣经找不到一节。
So we must remember his death, but there is nothing in the Bible that says we must remember his birth.
因此领受圣餐就是要提醒我们，主爱我们，爱到为我们而死。
So Holy Communion is to remind us that Jesus loved us, so he died.
那还有，我们在刚刚读这个路加福音的时候
，So when we're reading Luke，
我们再回来看哪一些写作立约的血。OK， 二十节。
Verse 20.
二十二章二十节。
Luke chapter 22, verse 20. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you."
我们在什么时候跟主耶稣立约
？So when will we 立约？
什么时候我们跟主耶稣立约 ？Make covenant.
Oh, when did we make a covenant with Jesus？
Yeah. 什么时候我们跟主耶稣立约？
When have we made a covenant with Jesus?
洗礼的时候
During baptism.
跟主耶稣立约。
That is when we made a covenant with Jesus.
那既然是立约吧，
So since it is a covenant,
它立约一定有目的啊。
It means that there is a ending.
比方说，这样很多教会在盖会堂啊。
Like for instance, a lot of places are building chapels. You need to sign a contract.
签约最后的目的是什么？会堂盖好。
What's the end of the contract is for the chapel to be finished.
那一旦签约，两方都有义务。
And then when you sign a contract, both sides have obligations.
第一个，教会要付钱。
The church must pay.
第二个，这个建筑商要照着蓝图来盖。
And second, the contractor must build.
所以这个是立约的目的。
And this is the end of a covenant.
好，那主耶稣跟我们立约最后的目的是什么？
So what is the end of the covenant with Jesus?
最后的目的是什么？
What is the ultimate goal?
就是得救嘛。
It's to be saved.
到天国去啊。
To return to heaven.
那主耶稣这一部分啊，他已经做完了。
So Jesus fulfilled his part.
那做完是什么？
What is the end of his part?
因为他最后一句就是说成了，做完，他这部分做完了，把救恩的这一条路他已经铺完了。
Because he said it is done, he already finished paving the way.
好，那我们现在有我们这一部分要做啊。
So we have to fulfill our part.
我们要做什么？
What do we have to do?
我们跟主耶稣立约啊，他已经做完了，那我们这一部分要做什么？
We made a covenant with Jesus. He fulfilled his part. So what do we have to do?
这个圣餐礼的重点啊。
And that is an important part of Holy Communion.
我们这一部分要做什么？
So what do we have to do?
找找看哈，圣经里面。好，马可福音
，Mark,
第八章
，Chapter 8，
三十四节
，Verse 34。Mark Chapter 8, Verse 34. And when he had called the people to him, with his disciples also, he said to them, Whoever desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me.
这个就是我们应该做的。
This is our part of the covenant.Deny himself,
背十字架,
take up the cross,
跟从主耶稣,
and follow Jesus.
这个就是我们自己要做的。
This is our part of the covenant.
舍己就是把自己头砍掉了。
To deny yourself means to cut off your head.
就是从今以后没有我了。
It means that there is no concept of me.
神就是我的主人主宰。
God is our master.
我要尊他为大。
And we need to respect him as the most
powerful. 我要让他高兴。
I need to make him happy.
我要让他得到荣耀。
I need to glorify him.
这个是一生的努力啊。
This is our
一生的努力
our hard work for our life.
Yeah, 背十字架
carry the cross.
怎么解释？什么叫背十字架？
How do we explain this?
哇，我最近腰酸背痛，这就是我的十字架。这样解释有什么问题？
Lately, my back is sore. Is that it?
这样解释有什么问题？
What is wrong with this interpretation?
如果这样解释，没有信耶稣的人也有十字架。
So if we use this interpretation, that means non-Christians are also taking the cross.
所以是什么是十字架？
So what is the cross?
当我们要做主耶稣要我们做的事情。
It means that we have to do what Jesus tells us to do.
要我们过一个得讨他喜悦的生活。
We have to live a life that is pleasing to him.
那所有的牺牲、痛苦、重担就是我们的十字架。
So all the suffering is our cross.
不简单的，我们这一部分有我们的功夫。
So we have our work cut out for us.
然后跟着主耶稣走。
And we have to follow Jesus.
这样就能够，这个约就能够完成，我们就可以得救。
And this is how we can fulfill the covenant and obtain salvation.
圣餐礼的材料。
So the ingredients for Holy Communion.
一个饼。
One bread.
因为只有一个身体。
Because there's only one body.
所以我们看到很多的教会，他们在做圣餐，一个人发一个那个叫饼干，这个跟圣经不一样。
So other churches, they pass out crackers, biscuits.
这个不一样，一个饼。
We need to have one bread.
祝谢完再剥开来。
And then after you give thanks, you break it.
那第二个无效饼。
Second, unleavened bread.
所以我们有一些教会用面包，这个就不对，无效饼。
So if other churches use bread, that's incorrect. It must be unleavened.
效代表罪。
Leaven represents sin.
第三个是葡萄汁。
Third, grape juice.
那我们现在发现有的教会用葡萄酒。
Some churches use wine.
那在非洲用可口可乐。
And in Africa, they use Coca-Cola.
这个也不对。
That is incorrect.
葡萄汁。
You must use grape juice.
这是它的材料。
These are its ingredients.
那领受圣餐的条件。
And then the requirements for receiving Holy Communion.
第一个，他需要在本会已经受洗的。
First, they must be baptized.
为什么？
Why?
因为我们看旧约时代啊。逾越节的筵席是谁在领的？
Because in the Old Testament, who was able to partake of the Passover?
是以色列人领的。
It's Israelites.
哦，外邦人都不能领。
Gentiles could not receive it.
那今天啊，属灵的以色列人就是接受洗礼以后的。
So today, the spiritual Israelites are the ones who have received baptism.
哦，他叫做神的王子。
They are called the princes of God.
哦，这样的人才能够领受圣餐。
These are the only people who can receive Holy Communion.
所以这个跟洗礼有关系啊。
So this has to do with baptism. 哦，
所以为什么我们教会不会邀请没有在本教会的来领受圣餐？
So how come the church will not let people who are not baptized partake of the Holy Communion?
这跟洗礼赦罪有关系啊。
Because it has to do with the remission of sins and baptism.
所以我们不要觉得说啊，这个不好意思啦，什么啊，这不够人情啦，什么东西，我们是照圣经来啊。
So do not feel awkward about not letting them have it. This is according to the Bible.
啊，所以我们这个啊，在圣餐里有要外教会的朋友要先跟他讲清楚。
So if you invite a friend over to Holy Communion, you must explain it to them.
哦，所以在本教会受洗才领受。
Only those baptized can receive the Holy Communion.
那领受圣餐前要需要自我审查。
And then before Holy Communion, you must examine yourself.
哦，那这是圣餐礼。
This is the Holy Communion.
哦，那最后一个就是我们啊，就来到教会。
So lastly, we're talking about the church.
哦，我们先讲结论。
Let's first talk about
conclusion.
The conclusion.
教会只有一个。
There is only one church.
这是结论。
This is the conclusion.
我们看以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
第四节一直到第六节。
Ephesians chapter 4 to 6. 4. There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling. 5. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. 6. One God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all.
好，这里有几个一。
So how many ones are there?
这里有几个一？七个一。
7 ones.
哦，一就是没有选择了。
One means you have no other choice.
你整个镇里面只有一家中国餐馆，你没有选择。
So if there's only one Chinese restaurant in the state, you have no choice.
如果二就有选择了。
If there are two, you'd have a choice.
哦，身体只有一个，它第一个一就身体只有一个。
The first one is one body.
好，那身体是什么？
What is the body?
第一章的最后一节。
Chapter 1, last verse.
以弗所书一章最后一节。
Ephesians chapter 1, last verse.
请读。
23, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
哦，教会是他的身体。
So the church, which is his body.
所以用圣经来解释圣经。
So using the Bible to interpret the Bible.
身体只有一个，就是教会只有一个。
There is only one body, therefore there is only one church.
所以独一真教会在哪里？就从这里出来的。
So where does the one true church come from? It comes from here.
身体只有一个。
There is only one body.
所以教会只有一个。
So therefore there is only one church.
那现在教会超过一千个了。
And now there's over 1,000 churches.
什么都有啊。
We have everything.
那你怎么知道说真耶稣教会独一真教会？你这个不是自大吗
？So if you say that the only one church is True Jesus Church, aren't you being egotistic？
是不是不够谦卑呢
？Aren't you not humble enough？
所以有的信徒就讲，我们讲独一真教会，我们是自大，不够谦卑。
So if some members say that if we say we're the one true church, we're not humble enough。
我们从另外一个角度来讲。
But let's look at it from a different perspective。
罪就是什么？
What is sin?
就是病。
Sin is illness.
没有办法医的病。
An incurable illness.
是麻风病。
It is leprosy.
没有药可以医的。
There is no medicine for it.
那如果我们大家都有罪。
If all of us have sin.
属灵上就是大家都有麻风病。
It means spiritually every single one of us has leprosy.
那现在有一个人找到一家医院能够医麻风病。
And if someone found a hospital that was able to treat leprosy.
那真的也是麻风病得到医治的。
And you can really receive healing.
那现在他告诉大家，哎，你有麻风病，去那一家医院医。
And then someone tells you, if you have leprosy, go to that hospital.
这不是爱心吗
？Is this love?
对不对
？It is love.
那我们从圣经已经了解赦罪的条件是什么
？We already know from the Bible what is required for the remission of sins.
要有主耶稣的宝血。
We must have Jesus' blood.
在洗礼的时候发生。
And it has to happen during baptism.
那主耶稣的宝血是在圣灵的见证之下有的。
And then this blood comes from the witness of the Holy Spirit.
那这个赦罪的洗礼就在真耶稣教会。
And this baptism, which is the remission of sins, is in True Jesus Church.
所以当我们说，我们是得救的真教会。
So if we say we are the only church that receives salvation.
第一个，这是神给我们的恩典。
First, this is a blessing given to us by God.
第二个，当我们传这个消息，不是我们自大，是我们 愿意跟别人一起来分享这个得救的恩典。
So second, it is not pride, but rather it is love to share this with other people.
好，那身体只有一个。
There's only one body.
那要怎么来判别？
So then how do we
判别，这样怎么来判定判断？
How do we discern?
好，如果我们可能第四章，以弗所书第四章。
If we look at Ephesians chapter 4,
身体只有一个，接下去还有六个一。
So there's only one body, and then after that, there are six ones.
你找得到一个教会符合其他六个一，就是那个身体。
If you can find a church with all of these ones, then that is the church.
所以独一真教会，这是对得救要道明白以后自然的结论。
So one true church is something that comes naturally after salvation.
那当他提到身体只有一个，下面一个是什么？圣灵只有一个。
After one body, what does it bring up? One spirit.
所以雅各书说，身体没有灵魂是死的。
That's why James says, body without a spirit is dead.
所以教会是基督的身体，所以教会要基督的灵。
So since a church is Christ is the body, it must have His spirit.
那基督的灵降临在教会的表现就是说方言。
And then the manifestation of God's spirit coming down is speaking in tongues.
所以没有说方言就是没有得圣灵。
No tongues means no Holy Spirit.
那这个第一个标准就把 90% 的基督教全部都排在外了。
So this first requirement already gets rid of a majority of other Christian churches.
如果这个身体是主耶稣的，一定会有圣灵。
So if this church is God's, then there will definitely be the Holy Spirit.
因为身体要有圣灵，
要有神的灵。Because a body must have God's Spirit.
所以我们在讲独一真教，这不是说因为我是真耶稣教会，所以卖瓜的说瓜甜，不是这样。
So just because we're the true Jesus Church doesn't mean that.
所以我就一直鼓吹真耶稣教有多好。
So I keep bragging about it.
圣经讲得很清楚啊。
This is what the Bible says.
身体只有一个，下面就是圣灵只有一个。
There's only one body, and after that, there's only one spirit.
那虽然很多教会也自称他有圣灵。
Even though a lot of churches say that they have the Holy Spirit.
那下面一个问题就是灵界辩证。
So the next problem is.
灵界辩证。灵界的 discern of spirit,
the discerning of spirits.
有的教会根本就没有圣灵，因为他祷告没有说方言。
Some churches do not have the Holy Spirit because when they pray, they do not have tongues.
但是有的教会虽然说他有圣灵
，even though some churches say that they have the Holy Spirit,
我们还是需要分辨。
We still need to discern.
那在约翰一书里面，在提到这个灵界辩证里面有好几个重点。
So in 1 John, it talks about how to discern these spirits.
我们看约翰一书。
Let's look at 1 John.
怎么来分辨？
This is how to discern spirits.
约翰一书的第四章。
1 John chapter 4.
三个标准。
There's three requirements.
第二节。
Verse 2. By this you know the spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God.
第一个，他要承认耶稣是道成肉身。
So first, it must confess that Jesus is the flesh of God.
所以佛教的灵、道教的灵、拜偶像的灵，全部都不是圣灵。
So those who worship idols and the like, though that spirit is not the Holy Spirit.
因为他不能够接受耶稣是道成肉身。
Because they cannot accept that Jesus is God in the flesh.
他有没有灵界工作？有。
Does the spirit have work? Yes.
不然他不会吸引这么多人。
Or else it would not attract this many people.
但是他不承认耶稣是神。这个就不是从圣灵来。
But it does not confess that Jesus is God in the flesh.
第二个。
Second.
我们现在看第四节。
Let's look at verse 4. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world.
第五节。
5. They are of the world, therefore they speak as of the world, and the world hears them.
第二个条件。
Second requirement.
如果这个灵是从神来的。
If the spirit is from God.
从神来论天上的事。
It would talk of things of heaven.
那从地上来的灵论地上的事。
And spirits that come from the earth will talk about earthly things.
所以你看很多灵恩运动，他们所体验的这个灵界都是在讲地上的事。
So a lot of the spiritual experiences that other people experience are from our earthly matters.
你什么时候车祸？你什么时候生病？你什么时候遇到大难
？When will you get into a car accident? When will you get an illness?
都是地上的事情。
Those are all earthly matters.
我们就知道这个灵是从地上来。
And we know that the spirit is from the earth.
那第三个。
Third.
第三个更重要。
The third is the most important.
第六节。
Verse 6. We are of God. He who knows God hears us. He who is not of God does not hear us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error.
这里讲属神的就听从我们，不是属从神来的就不听从我们。
So if the Spirit is of God, they will listen to us. If it is not, they will not.
听从我们是什么?
What is hearing us?
就是指着神启示我们的这些得救的要道。
It means God's revelation of these of salvation.
如果这个灵是从神来的,
if the Spirit is of God,
到最后道理会一致,
in the end, they will accept the gospel.
如果道理不能够一致,
if they do not accept it,
这个灵就很可能不是从我们来的。
This spirit is probably not from God.
所以我们一般的基督教界虽然有说方言,
so even though other churches claim to speak in tongues,
我们用这个几个标准来认定,
we can use these three points to confirm.
就容易了解这是真理的灵还是谬妄的灵。
So we can know if this is the spirit of truth or of error.
那再从外在的表现,
so outwardly,
得圣灵不会神志不清。
When you receive the Holy Spirit, you will be mentally clear.
如果神志不清倒下去,
if you faint,
四福音里面, 倒下去的都是什么?
Those who,
四福音里面倒下去都是什么?
四福音,
都是赶鬼。 没有一次, 圣灵降下来是倒下去的。
There was never once where the Holy Spirit descended and someone fainted.
所以这个第一个, 神志清醒。
So first,
神志清醒。
Yes. You are conscious.
第二个, 你随时可以停止。
Second, you can stop anytime.
第三个, 你会很喜乐, 很平安。
Third, you will be very happy and peaceful.
记得90年代, 有一个慕道者到南加州一个教会来慕道。
I remember a truth seeker came to North California.
他说他也得圣灵。
He said he received the Holy Spirit.
但是跟他谈一完, 他得圣灵以后, 觉得全身发冷, 然后, 好像一股力量控制。
He said that when he received the Holy Spirit, he felt very cold and it felt like something was controlling him.
他会说方言。
He also spoke in tongue.
但是后来当我们教会啊, 祷告得圣灵以后, 就觉得那一股冷跑出去了, 热流进来。
And after he prayed and received the true Holy Spirit, the coldness left and the warmness came in.
他真的得到圣灵。
And that was the true Holy Spirit.
所以, 这个独一真教会一定要有圣灵。
So the one true church must have the Holy Spirit.
我们再回来看以弗所书第四章。
Let's look at Ephesians chapter 4.
你们蒙召同有一个指望。
There's only one hope.
这个指望是什么?
What is this hope?
就是活泼的盼望。
This is a living hope.
活泼的盼望是什么?
What is the living hope?
得到天国不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残的基业。
It is the irreplaceable inheritance we have in heaven.
但是现在我们看很多的基督教会，他不讲天国， 他是要把地上的生活讲成天国，是这样，他不讲将来的天国。
But other churches, they do not talk about heaven, but they talk about the goodness that is in the earth.
但是我们讲的是真正天上的天国。
But what we talk about is the true heaven.
地上是客旅。
The earth is temporary.
那接下去。
Next.
一个主。
One God.
主宰只有一个。
There is only one.
就是主耶稣。
And that is Lord Jesus Christ.
所以教会里面不高抬人, 不高举人。
So the church does not place importance upon people.
如果教会里面大家都在提你, 你要很小心。
So if everyone in the church is talking about you, you must be careful.
不要高兴, 我在教会很 popular。
Don't be happy that you're popular.
教会的主人是主耶稣。
The master of the church is Jesus Christ.
教会的头是主耶稣。
The head of the church is Jesus Christ.
你如果一个名字到处被捧, 要很小心。
So if your name is heard everywhere, you must be careful.
只有一个主。
There is only one God.
所以我们真耶稣教会的特色。
So that is another important part of true Jesus Church.
高举主耶稣。
That we place importance upon Lord Jesus Christ.
人是什么?
What are people?
有时候我们把这个次序弄错了, 教会就会分裂。
Sometimes when we get our priorities wrong, the church will be divided.
我想问你大家。
Let me ask you.
信徒属工人, 工人属基督, 基督属神, 这样对不对? 信徒属教会的工人。
A believer is a church worker.
工人属基督。
And the church worker is Christ.
基督属神。
And the Christ is God.
这样的次序对不对?
Is this chain correct?
这样次序对不对? 对, 表决一下, 对的举手。
Yes, raise your hand.
不对的举手。
No, raise your hand.
感谢主, 大家的举手。
Thank God.
在哥林多前书,
In 1 Corinthians,
工人是属信徒的。
So the church workers are believers.
为什么会长老执事呢? 传道呢?
Why are there deacons and pastors?
这是为着信徒设立的。
These are for the believers.
所以他是属信徒的。
So they are believers.
信徒属基督。
And then believers are Christ.
基督属神。
And then belongs to Christ.
Yeah, 基督属神。
And then Christ belongs to God.
所以如果把人抬到信徒的上面，
So if you bring up people,
在抬到信徒的上面，把工人抬到信徒的上面，
If you put the church workers above the believers,
这个跟圣经的次序就不一样了。
This is different from what the Bible tells us.
这个就会有问题啊。
And this is where we have problems.
所以教会只有一个主人。
So the master of the church, there's only one.
主耶稣。
And that is Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们不高抬人。
So we do not place importance upon man.
教会就不会有问题。
And then the church will have no problems.
高抬人，教会就会有问题。
If you place too much importance on man, there will be problems.
所以我们就看这个教会哈一组。
So this church must be of one body.
再来一信一种信仰。
One faith.
什么是一种信仰
？What is one faith?
完全符合圣经的。
That means they believe everything in the Bible.
所以圣经有的我们就讲。
So anything that's in the Bible, we will speak of it.
圣经没有的我们就不讲。
What if it's not in the Bible, we won't talk about it.
这个叫一种信仰。
This is one faith.
一种洗礼。
One baptism.
完全跟圣经一样。
This is according to the Bible.
敬拜独一个神。
That we have to worship the one true God.
那这一个教会只有一个。
And there is only one true church.
结论就出来了。
And there is a conclusion.
你哪里求到这个纯正的圣灵？
So where can you receive this true Holy Spirit?
哪里能够接受赦罪的洗礼？
Where can you receive the remission of sins?
哪里能够得到这个完全跟圣经一样的圣餐？
Where can you receive Holy Communion that is according to the Bible?
在哪个地方我们可以接受洗脚礼跟主有份？
Where can we receive foot washing?
所以独一的真教会，这个是自然的结论。
So one true church, this is the natural conclusion.
所以我们要感谢神啊。
So we must thank God.
他拣选我们。
That he chose us.
让我们得到救恩。
So that we may be able to receive salvation.
归入基督的这一个身体。
So that we can be added to his body.
这是我们最后的结论。
This is our final conclusion.
结论就是感谢神。
And the conclusion is to thank God.
我们现在有20分钟的时间要来祷告。
So now we're going to pray for 20 minutes.
我们祷告的时候求主的圣灵浇灌我们。
So when we pray, ask for the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
让我们里面那个人啊，能够刚强起来。
So that the inner man may be strengthened.
能够为主耶稣打美好的仗。
So that we can fight the good fight for the Lord.
如果圣经的道理是对的。
And if the truth in the Bible is correct.
让我们刚强起来，能够坚持圣经的道理。
And it strengthens us, we will be able to keep what the Bible tells us to do.
现在越来越难了。
And it's getting harder and harder to do.
神帮助我们，我们就可以做得到。
So if God help us, we will be able to do it.
我们还有一天的讲习会。
We still have one day left.
我们为这一天的讲习会来祷告。
Let's pray for this workshop.
让每一个预备心来的都能够得到造就。
So that everyone who has prepared their heart can be edified.
所以诸位也欢迎到前面来祷告。
So we invite you to come forward to pray.
我们一直到6点钟。
So we're going to pray until 6.
一起来祈祷。
Let's pray.